Will and Bibby.
On 95.7 The Game.
Grandy's grades in about 10 or 15 minutes.
I'm excited.
I'm not. This is going to be a whole bunch of Fs.
Actually, you'd be surprised. And I ran through my own grades, and I look forward to comparing them to the real teacher.
All right.
And seeing where we land, because I'm normally pretty tough. Not as tough as the Grandy man, but I have a couple that are actually decent.
Why'd your voice just do that?
I don't know, Mark. I don't know. I'm a little tentative.
Okay.
Because Grandy's the real teacher, so I'm a little bit hesitant.
The couple of spots where they were bad.
26 years in the business, and I'm afraid of a 28-year-old. Yeah. There. I said it.
Oh, gosh. Do you want to hear what the GOAT thinks about who the Niners should acquire?
They should have gone after that runt.
Yeah, no.
Oh, not that GOAT.
No, not that GOAT. No, Jerry Rice, Morning Rose.
Okay.
I don't know who's going to suit up next week because it's like with all the injuries, you know, McCaffrey, Samuel, Ayuk, Jennings, all of that going on. There are still some veteran guys out there like a DeAndre Hopkins, like, you know, Mike Williams, Deontay Johnson and stuff like that. They might have to bring some other people in. We got to get some guys on the field.
Okay.
So you're stealing from Jerry.
That's my takeaway.
That's
the first I heard it.
Yeah.
Scout's honor, and I'm not even a scout. So maybe that doesn't work.
Swear to God,
I have not heard that before.
You got to put up the three fingers if you're going to do the scout's honor.
Which three?
Or it's the two.
Which three?
The index and
can
the...
Can I just put my hand on my heart? You're like, I swear to God, I'd never heard that. I swear... Look at me. Do I lie to you? Would I lie to you?
Do you're rhythmics.
Have I ever lied to you before?
Probably, but...
I mean, well, there was that one time I said you look good in that shirt. But,
that was true.
Other than that...
So I'm looking at your Twitter, your cute little video earlier, and it's basically mimicking what the GOAT just said.
I had not heard that.
Okay.
I hadn't heard that till literally just now. Grandy is the way he goes, hey, Jerry Rice, I'm putting it on your board. He said something about some receivers. That's all I knew. Swear to God.
If I don't believe you, then it's going to be a long week. So I believe you, Mark.
650 says, swear on the new nuptials. I swear on the new nuptials.
Then I have to believe you. You would not do anything to cross the lovely Christy.
Not at all.
In the nascent days of your engagement.
No.
Nascent meaning new.
I'll say it to her. Hey, lovely Christy, I had no idea what GOAT was about to say there. And I definitely wouldn't lie to her.
That's for sure.
I might lie to you.
Exactly. You know your bread's buttered.
Yeah,
not buttered over here.
Her. Are you crazy? All right, let's take some more calls
Goat's
on this.
Goat's right about the receivers,
yes!
But I still I don't
Go!
Think you need...
But you, yes, you do! You
don't
need
a
someone.
Receiver.
You do!
Debo's out of the hospital. Problem solved.
Not problem solved.
Juwan's coming back.
You don't know that.
Well, I don't know that we're even going to be here
that.
Tomorrow.
I don't even know. I don't know if George is playing. I don't know if Juwan is...
I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
George is playing.
You don't know that. He's got a sprained foot.
Okay.
Dan...
Right, sprained foot.
Yes.
He's been unguardable so far in this league.
And now he missed a game already this year.
Going into a bye, George is going to play. But
all right.
You can go ahead and be a fearmonger.
No.
You can steal from the GOAT and you can monger fear all you want.
Fearmonger, you're probably right, but we don't know that. But I'd argue that even if you do have that, even if you have that, you still need another wide receiver. You can be fully loaded and ready to roll, fully healthy, obviously, other than Brandon, and you are one hit away from turning it over to rookies. I don't think the 49ers should do that this year.
You've got Ronnie Bell and a 10-year veteran in Chris Conley.
Let me say it again. They need someone else. All we've got from Ronnie Bell and Chris Conley this year, one of them's going the wrong way on routes, and the other one drops the ball when it does get to it.
Incorrect. Ronnie Bell with a 10-yard catch, got down to the one, thought he scored, he didn't. Purdy snuck it in, and we got ourselves a new ball game.
Be authentic. Ronnie Bell has been horrible. People do not want him on the field. Chris Conley has been running the wrong way on routes. These two guys are not the answer. They're what you do when it's like in emergency break glass. They are parachutes. That is not... The 49ers still think that they're going to win this division. You're not going Chris Conley and Ronnie Bell.
You can win the division with Chris Conley and Ronnie Bell. The division is a joke.
I disagree. And the 49ers have already been playing like a joke. They've lost to two of those jokes.
And Ronnie Bell made a big mistake in one of them, for sure.
So let's get a real receiver in here to go with Deebo and Juwan and play some football when Christian McCaffrey comes back and actually try to win the second half of the season.
How about we get somebody who can actually tackle a ball carrier?
That too. I'm not against your idea. I just want to do... Then let's do both.
Let's go to the phones because I...
Let's go to the phones because I
have my grade already for the skill position players, and it sounds like you're going to be a little harder on them than I will. Well, but go ahead.
I mean...
Granny's going to give them all Fs. He's angry for 28.
Let's go to Jeff in Marin. Hi, Jeff. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, do we need help? Yes, obviously. But one of the things that I've noticed, and although I think it's hard to pick this up and see it that well on TV, but our receivers don't seem to be getting open. And that's Ayuk and Deebo, and you know, that's a problem, especially given that, you know, in his history, Shanahan was supposed to be the master of scheming plays to get his receivers open. We can't seem to beat man coverage, and maybe defenses have figured that out. Just play man on our receivers, and they're not going to be open. And when they're not open, what happens? Brock's back in the pocket or, you know, looking. There's nothing to throw to, and then he's scrambling or he throws into coverage that's too tight. So I don't think this is so much a Brock Purdy issue as it is what's going on with our receivers and why aren't they getting more open? So I'm kind of curious what you guys think.
Well, Jeff, it's a very, very fair point and topic for sure, and I know it's one that a lot of us are thinking a lot about right now. And it to a degree, is a little bit of a head-scratcher, except for that you can sort of throw in there, like I know there was this stat running around that Ricky Pearsall had the sixth worst separation of anybody in the NFL over the weekend.
Okay.
Okay, right. So here's why I would debunk that. I'm going to debunk that because he's going against, first of all, the defense that is number one in not allowing separation all year long. That's number one. Number two, I don't know if y'all know this, that was his first NFL game. I'm not doing this with it's game one. Like, who knows what the hell? His head could have been spinning. I'm not going to assess a player after one game, which, by the way, when the ball was thrown to him, he didn't look that bad.
Yeah.
So I think there's intricacies to this every single week, but I heard Baldy say something earlier today on the roast that I thought was an interesting comment, which was that the 49er offense was so good last year. And when you do that to the league takes notice and spends the offseason trying to figure out how to battle you. And they've done it. Like, Spagnuolo gave them a little bit of a blueprint in the Super Bowl. And so teams are going to get really aggressive. They're going to get really in your face. And they're going to play man and see if a young quarterback can handle that. And if receivers who are not speed burners can handle that. Well, adjust.
And I wonder about the idea of scheme, like scheme versus getting open in man-to-man coverage. You can scheme a play all you want, but the receiver has to win.
Yep.
So you can have a great play design, route concepts, and all the rest of it. I'll ask Greg Cosell this tomorrow about, you know, man-to-man being able to get open. The scheme can only do so much. At that point, when the ball is snapped, you can have a great play design, but you still have to beat the guy who is covering you to the spot where you want to get, and that is not something that they were able to do against Kansas City.
And the quarterback needs to see it, and the offensive line needs to give the quarterback time and space. And yes, it's all a beautiful orchestra that needs to come together, and right now is not.
Yeah. And I think scheme-wise, Shanahan's been pretty solid, but if you're going up against man-to-man and you've got cover corners and safeties who are good at covering you and you can't break free, it doesn't matter what the scheme is because if guys aren't open, even the best quarterback isn't going to be able to make that happen.
I do think, and I know this will trigger people, I do think that the scheme will look different if the 49ers line up Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Juwan Jennings, and George Kittle. And Deontay Johnson.
Well,
suddenly people will be getting open again.
McCaffrey's the biggest one
because
the running back, he is very good at beating man coverage out of the backfield. You can put him in the slot. He's a guy who can get open. He's got an ability to run his routes either way. He can even get deep on you. So, when you have elite players, it does make it easier, but You're not going to have Ayuk again this year, and Debo, hopefully he gets over the pneumonia, and Kittle's got the bum foot, and McCaffrey won't play at least for a couple weeks, so you got to deal with it now, Shanahan can't, as somebody called him earlier. Shanahan can't. We'll see. This is possibly a Dallas team that's not very good.
Oh, God.
By all measurements.
No. Yeah, they're deep. I mean, I almost wish we could play them in Dallas. They give up 40 no matter who the hell's in town. It's incredible. We'll see who's healthy. I think the Niners are going to win no matter who's healthy, because even if it is the backup receivers, at least this time they can plan for it. That's the other thing. Yeah. Shanahan did not have a good game. Grandy's grades moments away. He did not have a good game. He did not adjust. However, I still think even with your backup receivers, you have a better chance of doing well if you spent all week in practice thinking that your backup receivers were going to play a key role. But they spent all week thinking that Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk were going to play. And then suddenly they didn't. And they knew they weren't going to have Juwan. And so now it's Bell and Pearsall and Cowing, and that's obviously a completely different animal. Okay, let's do it. Here comes Kurt from Hayward Hills. Hi, Kurt. Thank you for calling.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks a lot. I just want to say a couple of things to start with. You know, we already know that Purdy probably had his worst game, I think, of his career. I really do. I think that was a terrible game. And as far as a Kansas City quarterback, Durant only ran the ball. He did not pass at all. He just ran over us. And as far as the game's concerned, the offensive and defensive line really gave the game away because they didn't do anything. And even Shanahan said that we got our ass kicked, which was true. But the bottom line is forget about it and move forward. That's what you want to do. You want to forget about this game and move forward. We got Dallas coming up, and we still are going to win that division. It's a weak division. There's nobody in that division that's going to beat us at all.
Kurt, when he ran over Mustafa at the goal line, did it make you feel at all bad about calling him a little runt?
No, it did not. Didn't make me feel bad at all. I still think he's a little runt. I think he scampers around like a little runt.
Thank you, Kurt.
He's always going to be a runt. He scampers around a little runt. Even the way he talks, he's got no macho in his voice at all. Are you kidding me?
Do you have a nickname for Dak Prescott as we start to get ready for this week?
I think he chokes a lot.
Okay.
I think he's a choking quarterback.
Sir chokes a lot.
That's right.
The little choker. That's great, Kurt.
All right, Kurt.
Kurt, get us ready on Friday with a call back. I appreciate that.
Please call again, Kurt. And you know how Brock has that stat that was so fancy last year with the average yards per attempt?
Yep.
Kurt's average sound clips per call are tops in the league.
Elite.
Kurt, I don't know if you know this. When you call, Grandy leans forward and his fingers start doing things on all the buttons back there because he's literally cutting. So last week we got, hey, get out of here with that. And I knew it the second he gave us this one. Now we've got, forget about it. Now we've got that too.
Yeah.
So Kurt, call again and see what cliched soundbite we can come up with again next week.
It's perfect. Yeah. And I mean, you can call him a little runt, and you can say that all he did was run. And I just was looking at the notes, and he only threw it 10 times in the second half because he didn't have to.
Yeah.
So we can hold that against Mahomes all we want, but looking at the last two drives, which were touchdown drives, and I'm seeing three passes on the first one and two passes on the other one. And he was 4 for 5 on those last two drives because he didn't have to throw it.
Yeah, but don't take it at face value. Let Kurt have his nickname for Patrick. It's totally fine.
No, he can have it. He's got no macho in his voice.
Yes, that's true. He does sound like Kermit. He does.
Feels a little bit unfair to judge a man's macho level based on his voice.
And we won the Super Bowl again. Like, okay, yeah, fine.
That's a two.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to. I mean, whatever. What are you looking at me like that for?
You were trying to do a Mahomes, and you got a two.
No, it's a Kermit. He sounds like Kermit. I can't do a Kermit, but he sounds like Kermit.
Your Bosa is better than your Mahomes.
My Bosa.
Well, I just kind of wanted to get my hands on
Bosa's
him.
Bosa's become, it's almost like Ronald Reagan.
Great energy.
Yeah, it's just, it's too cliched. There's too many people doing it. Yeah. I don't want to do it. That's why I want to do Kapler and Bochy, and unfortunately, Bob Melvin needs to do something to be more impersonatable.
Forget about it.
I do 7 impersonations, and they're all the same.
And they all sound like Farhan Zaidi, all of them.
Yeah.